Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Leslie Grossman, Joan Pride, Karen Cortell Rossman, they join me on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. They're all three breast cancer survivors. Tied to each other is me as a member of my brain trust, all three, and also their survivorship of breast cancer. Karen, give us about a minute of your thoughts of how you went forward once you were diagnosed and after your treatment was over, and that was all behind you, and now you're a survivor. How did you go forward?
Sense of humor and a sense of gratefulness and a sense of helping others. And even though it's not part of my business brand, I have written one blog of many blogs, one of them on that journey. And it's just been a great thing that people have used. I've helped people that are going through chemo and all that good stuff. It's just an experience that I would never want to go through again, but it's helped to shape who I am.
But you did get on the other side of it, and you've lived to tell about it. Joan, I was a part of your journey. Every week you and I were on the radio, and every week you would tell me about making the trip around the block to the radiation office and get your treatments.
That's right. And I can remember when I got my diagnosis, my first thought was that my life was ruined. Mm-hmm. And happily enough, that wasn't true. And I think Karen really summed it up perfectly. It's just a matter of being grateful and hopeful and paying things forward and, not missing out on this. You basically have been given another chance at life, and you don't want to miss out on it.
Yeah, well said. What do you think, Leslie?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is, not only how I got through it, but how I discovered it, because I want women out there and men who with their wives to know that any time a woman finds anything at all, any unusual breast change, it's sometimes it's a lump, sometimes it's a mass, sometimes it's just discharge or peeling of the skin so anything at all that looks odd needs to be checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did, because I actually found mine early, and it was discharged. And people told me, oh, that's nothing. They told me it was nothing, but guess what? It was something. They didn't even see it on the mammogram.
Wow. That's
wow.
Really important. Those are really important points.
That's right.
Leslie, I'm glad you said
exactly.
That.
Exactly. You know, and so I want women to know that and men to know that. Send your wife or your loved one off if you hear about anything like that. Now, so I was very fortunate, and at the time, I was doing conferences all over the country for women entrepreneurs. And so I had to arrange, my treatment, my radiation treatment, so I could keep living through it.
Yeah.
But at one of the conferences, I asked the women, where there were 500 women in the audience, and I told them that I had found out that I had breast cancer. And I said, how many of you have had breast cancer? And I was shocked at how many hands went up.
Wow.
It looked like half the audience raised their hands.
Well, and ladies, as we know, survivorship is much increased today than it would have been 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, for all of you have had it for a while now, but I mean, the treatments are so much more elegant, you can use that word, and so much more effective now, aren't they? And last thoughts, Karen, quickly.
I found this to be rather funny. I always thought I would sleep with somebody bald. I just didn't realize it was going to be me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got to find the humor.
Exactly. Joan, what do you think?
Well, I think all three of us are an example of the fact that there very, very often is life after cancer. So if you just keep up your treatments and keep getting checked, that's the important thing.
And Leslie, last thoughts.
Yes, last thoughts. You're never too young. So take care of yourself. Take care of your health so that you can take care of others, that you can take care of your loved ones. You have to. Women must take care of themselves first.
Yes, and these ladies were proof that you can survive. They've been surviving a long time, anywhere from 8 to 20 years, survivors, and they're still going strong and giving me a hard time whenever they can. Hey, Leslie, Joan, Karen, I love you guys. Congratulations on being such heroes, and I'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.